We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simon Reish Tzadi Hei, which is entitled the Havdalah Shoyis HaShliach Tzibur. The Machaber begins and says, V'oimrim V'hinoam, that after the typical Marv on Saturday nights, we have different tefillos that are added, such as V'hinoam, the Seder Kedusha, we also say Kadosh, Baruch, Kavod, etc. Birichus, and it's said at length, K'nil Acher Seder Kedusha. We want the tefillah to be long, for Shabbos to continue, and this is the word of the Ramah. It says, She'oz, because once that happens, Chozrim Rishonim Gehenim, that those people that were punished in Gehenim, in the next world, so on Shabbos there is no Gehenim. And therefore, the longer that the Shabbos continues, the greater blessing, even though we may want Shabbos to end. But the truth is, we're doing a tremendous chesed because we are providing that those individuals who will return to Gehenna, that they will be length. This is what's brought down in the Ramah. V'zman she'ein oimrim v'hinoam kigon shechol yom tov b'shvua she'ein oimrim seder kedushin. It says that, let's say yom tov falls out in the middle of the week, we know that we do not say v'hinoam, and it's skipped. It doesn't discuss the reason why. Aval oimrim v'itinlecha. V'itinlecha is still said even though Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the week. So this is what we're familiar with the halacha, and we may not understand the reasoning behind it. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses a couple of the things. First of all, he says, V'nohagim lichbol posik orech yomim. When it comes to after V'hinoam and Yosh V'seser, the paragraph, the very last sentence, for some reason, is repeated. And it doesn't explain why, but in brackets he says, Tur ayin shom hatam. So look at the Tur, which will provide the reasoning for it. And again, we'll have to understand what the reason is behind it, and we'll share at least one reason in a few moments. The Mishnah Berurah furthermore says that we begin with after Hinoam and after Yosh V'Seser, we say Kadosh Kadosh Baruch Kavod. However, Hainush Maschil Mi'ata Kadosh. We don't start as we normally do with the Vol Tzion on Saturday night. Rather, we only say Kadosh. And the reason for this, that we don't say Vol Tzion Goel, which represents that there should be a Geula, that the redemption, the Mashiach should come, Lefi She'in Geula V'Laila. It says that Geula doesn't happen at night, and therefore to have this tefillah, Vol Tzion Goel, at night, is something in which is just not practical, because at night, the Geula, the redemption, will not take place. It will take place during the day. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions one other point. He says that when it comes to v'yitinlecha, shem sukim shel bracha b'tchilas mi'ashvua. He says the reason why we say v'yitinlecha, for those shuls that say it, and for those people in those shuls that say it, it's a bracha, it's psukim which pertains to bracha. To be able to start your week by saying things of bracha is something which is highly recommended for those that communities that have the minhag to say v'yitinlecha. It's beautiful, beautiful tefillos. So just for a few moments to share a couple of the reasonings behind why we do what we do, brought down the Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim the following. It says, Masha'ein omrim b'shvua shechol bo yom tov, v'lo motzi yom tov. The reason why we do not say the paragraph v'hinoam when there is a yom tov in the middle of the week is kivan she'ein behem sheshes mi'amas, because it's only in time in which there are 6 days of work. So if there's not 6 days of work, we cannot say v'hinoam, because, as he explains, v'hinoam has in it masiyadenu, that we ask that Hashem should be able to bless our handiwork, that we should be able to be blessed with the work that we do, which implies, apparently, throughout the entire week. Now, he doesn't really understand this. He says, Zehatam Sarach Tavlin, needs a little bit of understanding. Atu mishum dechsibe umasiya denu, meaning you may hamasa kulam dafka. Does it mean you have to work all 6 days, and there's a Yom Tov on a Thursday, so you can still work the other days, so you should still, your handiwork should be blessed, your work should be blessed. So he said, Ma hesed yeshul omer lolam. What's the problem with saying? Why is v'hinoam so bad? He says, Rakatam, he quotes the Yavetz, he says, Mishum shimei hachol shebenetayim mutolim bein kedushos shesh behen lohagin lohatzom in hamazik. He says that the reason why we say this paragraph Yehi Noam is that it's a way to be able to give us strength for the rest of the week, because we're not going to have any Kedusha until the next Shabbos comes along. And therefore we need this extra strength, this extra physic, if you will, in order to be able to get through the week. However, he says, V'im hoyu omrim oso, therefore if you say Yehi Noam, when you have this Kedusha in the middle of the week, Yom Tov, near kipogim bekavod hakedusha hanosef shish v'shvuah zu b'emsa, it almost takes away from the holiness and sanctity of that yom tov. You don't need that same level of strength and fortitude, if you will, for a yom tov which falls on the middle of the week. So you can therefore not have to say v'hi noam. That's how he explains the items. So that's only v'hi noam. So you can maybe say the Kedusha afterward, the Uvol Sion, well, at least the Kadosh and Baruch afterwards. This is the Tam Shein Omrim Seder Kedusha, Kivan Sheim Nidchazen Nidchazen. Now, once we already don't say one sentence, V'hi Noam, therefore we're not going to say anything thereafter either. That's how he explains it. But why do we repeat the sentence of at the very end of Yosheva Seser? So the Sefer Tam and Hagim says the following reason. He says that if you would count the amount of words in V'hi Noam as well as the paragraph thereafter of Yosheva Seser, you will get to 124 tevos. He says if you would double that, you would get to 248. 124 times 2 is 248. So what's so special about 248? So 248 represent the Evarim Shebaguf, the limbs that are found in our body. And he says that the inyan of saying it is l'shomar ramach evarim, that Hashem should protect us, that the mitzvos should protect us, and in general that Hashem should protect us, our physical beings. So the question is, so why do we only repeat the one sentence at the very end? We should probably therefore have to say the whole thing. If you know, all you're doing is saying one sentence at the end, the repetition of Orach Yomim. So he says, "Mimnei Tarech Tzibor Tiknu Lichvul HaPosek Rishon of HaAcharon Bilvad." Says all we do is repeat that very last that last pasuk, and that's it. V'Yashar Ki'il Kafel Kul. It's as though the whole thing is repeated. So even though the truth is the whole Kisa Kondas reasoning, we want to be able to get to 248. But nonetheless, so by saying the last sentence, it's as though the whole thing is being said again. If you, let's say, for example, hear someone, you don't know the how it's being done, and you hear it being said, and you walk away, then you hear the last sentence being said again, you would almost think that the whole thing was repeated again. So whatever, that point is that it's connected to 248 limbs. And this is also found when it comes to Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema also has in it 248 words, which are also connected the Ivarim, the limbs of the body. And it's explained that that's the significance of why it says Hashem Elkechem Emes, that by connecting the word Emes, that gets to the 248. And homiletically it's explained in the Pasuk, Yatem Hadvekim Hashem Elkechem Chaim Kulchem Hayom, that if you look at this Pasuk, that if you're Dovuk, if you attach the words of Hashem Elkechem to the word Emes, then Chaim Kolchem Hayom, then we will be blessed, Yemei Hashem, with health and with prosperity.